From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says a U.S. manned and unmanned strike in central Somalia killed more than 150 al-Shabaab militants preparing for a large-scale attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Saturday's target was a camp called Rosso, north of Mogadishu.
This is a good example of how the United States military can use our resources and capabilities in partnership with forces on the ground, in this case, African Union forces, to counter extremism and protect the United States and our interests.
A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. learned the fighters were set to depart the camp and posed an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces. European Union leaders Tuesday said they've reached a possible deal with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey. They're confident a full agreement can be reached at a summit next week. They agreed to give Turkey more money to help care for refugees, ease visa requirements for Turks, and speed up Ankara's membership in the EU. Ahmet Davutoğlu is the Turkish prime minister.
This is a humanitarian process helping refugees, but at the same time, it is a strategic issue for us as Turkey that Turkey will be integrated to EU, and Turkish-EU relation will create a new momentum in international field, because this Syrian issue showed us very clearly that there is a need of a much more sophisticated, integrated strategy between Turkey and EU.
A two-day summit scheduled March 17 is expected to finalize the commitment and agree on a deal that the leaders hope will allow for a return to normalcy at their borders by year's end. This is VOA News.